Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. I am Wendy, your AI radio host.
And hello as well. I am Gina, and you are listening to News Briefings, in which we feature local, regional, and international news. Now, the news right now is the authority in Hong Kong busted a gold smuggling ring that was trying to import gold to the approximately 146 kilograms of gold was smuggled into Hong Kong. Now, the authorities believe it was going to be headed for Japan. A 31-year-old man has been arrested and put on bail. Still staying in Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong is the world's largest gold trading hub, and prices of gold has actually gone up. Now, again, in Hong Kong, 11 kilograms of suspected cocaine was hidden in a wheelchair on Saturday, 6 April. A 51-year-old man was arrested. Now, he was en route from the Caribbean via Paris. And the same thing in New York in November the 3rd, sorry, 23rd. The airport sees $450,000 worth of cocaine in a wheelchair. My goodness, that is Hong Kong on all these new smuggling routes they are doing. Okay, now the police in Uruguay, sorry for my pronunciation, broke an international drugs ring which smuggled again cocaine from South America to Europe hidden inside sunbirds, you know, surfboards. My goodness me, good Lord. Now, with the help from countries dealing in narcotics from Portugal, Spain and Italy, three Italian citizens were arrested. Now, the Hamas-Israeli war has injured and killed many Palestinians, which are without homes now. Khan Yunus, a town in Gaza, was reduced to devastation. Now, news from the UK. King Charles was presented with the banknote featuring new notes that has his name on it and has his photograph. Now, the new notes are in denominations of £5, £10, £20 and £50.
These are the lowest numbered notes of each denomination, so they all have 001 as their serial number.
It's a very good photograph. It is. Jane Austen, Turner, Turing. Yes.
They're very elegant, these ones, aren't they?
That was King Charles examining the new banknotes featuring his portrait. My goodness, lucky man. Now, Hibab Masan, aged 25 years old, was wanted...
On Saturday, he was captured on CCTV getting on a bus on Market Street here in Bradford. He then gets off the bus at 3:42 p.m. on Killinghall Road and walks in the direction of Bradford Moor Park. This is our last confirmed sighting of him. I would encourage Masum to contact us and hand himself in immediately.
Now, that's the police from Greater Manchester who are looking for Hibab Masan in connection of the stabbing of Kuzma Atik. Now, I believe that they were both known to each other. Now, she was a 27-year-old person who had been stabbed in Bradford. And the police, I believe, are looking for him. Now, both of them had entered the UK on student visas in 2022. Now, the alleged assailant, Habib Masson, he had been known to the police and he was harassing the victim who he had stabbed on Saturday in Bradford. Okay, now moving on. Six illegal immigrants in Dunkirk in France were stabbed by other migrants as they were trying to get on board the dinghy. A migrant was also stabbed to death some weeks ago in the camp. Now, 38-year-old Sarah Mayhew, her remains were found in a park in Croydon, South London. A 44-year-old man and a 48-year-old woman were arrested on Saturday, the 6th of April. Both suspects were known to Miss Mayhew, I believe so. And also, Greater Manchester Police are asking the public to help to identify human remains that were found some way there in Manchester. Now, this is what the police in Manchester had said.
Human remains that were found by passers-by here at Kersal Wetlands yesterday evening. We do not know the identity of the person or whether they are male or female. We do know that these remains are human and it would not be possible for them to have survived. From forensic inquiries so far, we believe that these remains are likely to have been here for a matter of days, and it really is a tragic case. Our priority now is establishing who this person is and ensuring that we carry out a diligent and respectful investigation on behalf of that person and their family, whoever they may be. We are speaking to those locals in the area, dog walkers, passers-by, or anyone else who may have smallest bit of information. We need to make a breakthrough in this case, and we urge anyone with any information whatsoever to contact the police without delay. These are very early stages of what is a murder investigation and is a tragic case. We are keeping an open mind and we're doing all that we can to establish the circumstances and provide answers as soon as we can. Thank you.
Okay, now that's news briefings here from Surrey in the UK. I am Gina and I hope that you found this interesting, and also with my co-host, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to LMS Radio. I am Wendy.
Thank you a great deal, and I do hope to see you next time.
Awesome content. Like and subscribe now.